We've all seen bumper stickers, people for world peace or against just about anything. But now opinions are moving to license plates. For instance, the nonprofit Choose Life anti-abortion group has designed plates that say Choose Life. Some show a picture of a mother holding a baby. And about 24 states offer them, including Pennsylvania and Massachusetts. In response, Planned Parenthood also produced a plate. It says Trust Women, Respect Choice. It's only sold in a handful of states, but all of the plates are produced and sold by state governments, and the money goes to the groups. So should that be? Should states be in the business of producing political statements on license plates? Bridget Amiri is with the ACLU. She's been involved in some lawsuits over these plates. Bridget, what is the ACLU position on them?
Our position on the plates is that if the government allows one particular viewpoint, they must allow the corresponding viewpoint. So if the government allows for a Choose Life license plate, they also have to allow for a pro-choice license plate.
And so you're for the plates in general, if both sides can speak, because what, you think it's a matter of free speech?
It's definitely a matter of free speech. States don't have to open up their license plates at all for any sort of dialogue. But once they do, they can't pick and choose which messages they want to have on the license plates.
Well, tell us about how they do open up the plates for dialogue. What's the process groups have to go through?
It varies from state to state, but what raises the most constitutional problems is when the only way you can get your message on a license plate is through the legislative process. So then the state is conditioning a person's ability to speak on a license plate by the majority of the legislature.
So you don't think that should be the process?
No, we don't, because if the pro-choice position is unpopular or the Choose Life position is unpopular in the legislature, then the legislature will vote down that particular piece of legislation.
Have you seen that happen?
We absolutely have, and those are the cases that we've been involved with.
For instance, what has been voted down?
For instance, in Tennessee, when the Choose Life license plate was being considered in the legislature, there was an attempt to offer a corresponding pro-choice license plate, and the legislature approved the Choose Life license plate but denied the pro-choice license plate, and that's when we filed suit.
How should it be done then if not through the legislature?
Well, a number of states have already decided that the legislature is a bad way to go. And what they do is allow the Department of Motor Vehicles to accept applications by anyone who wants a license plate, as long as they meet a certain number of neutral criteria. For example, they have to have a certain number of prepaid applications. Their design has to meet certain size and font requirements.
Isn't that also problematic? First of all, haven't you seen DMV people also maybe have a partisan point of view on an issue? And doesn't this mean that just about anybody, if they have the right font size, can get anything on a license plate?
Well, there are certain hurdles that people have to overcome in order to get a license plate. The Massachusetts process, for example, is quite onerous in terms of the amount of money that has to be raised to be given to the state as a deposit and the number of signatures. So it's not as though it's a super simple process, but it is at least open to everyone. But you're right that if the Department of Motor Vehicles person has a significant amount of discretion to allow certain messages, then we wind up in a First Amendment problem again.
Well, so, Bridget, we understand that the ACLU sees this as a freedom of speech issue. But what about the question as to whether this gives the appearance of a state endorsement? When you see these plates, you don't see on the plate, hey, you can also get an opposing opinion plate. You see, in this instance, Choose Life. The state of Massachusetts, the state's name is right there on the plate. Should states be in the business of promoting political opinion on license plates?
Well, I think that ultimately that question is up to each and every state. A state certainly does not have to be in that position and can choose to not allow for political messages or any messages at all. But once a state does, they can't pick and choose among which messages they want to have on license plates. And you're absolutely correct that there is a state imprimatur on the message, but there's also what's implicated is the driver's right to speak. And that is where we're concerned that every private driver has the opportunity to purchase a license plate through some sort of process that has been objective and not subject to legislative whims.
Bridget Amiri, she's with the ACLU. Bridget, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.